Hey everyone, Joe Massa here, and welcome to today's episode of The Daily Measure, brought to you by The Measuring Post. And as you've probably gathered by now, this show is all about becoming the best version of yourself. So I'm always doing research, looking for new systems, and trying new ideas that'll help me break through barriers and improve myself, which then ideally I get to share that information with you. So I recently found a great quote from Jeremy Bentham, who was an English philosopher from the 17 and 1800s, and it said, "The rarest of all human qualities is consistency." Definitely a lot of truth in that statement. We often quit things way too early to see them come to light, and we most certainly can be inconsistent. I know I certainly can. So this got me to thinking about what are the most important qualities for personal growth. And I did some thinking, and I think I have a pretty solid list that I'm going to start utilizing in my own life, and hopefully that's going to help me grow. But I would rank them in the following order, but not because I think one is more important than the other, but because the order that I list these in, it's more of a chronological process that can be implemented in any area of your life. Whether you're trying to start a new business, you want to achieve a goal like improving your health or finances, et cetera, anything along those lines. So with that in mind, I present the top five qualities that I believe will help you grow in any situation. Number one is your vision. You do need to know where you're going, but you don't always have to understand every step. But you do have to have a clear goal. If you don't know what your end game is, you're going to have an impossible time building an effective plan to get you there. So understanding your goal and your vision, that's going to be number one. Number two is effort. It's not enough to just talk about it or plan it. You got to put in that hard work. A lot of times we get stuck in the planning phase for hours and days and weeks, and we're designing and building non-essential pieces to the puzzle that we forget to put in the effort required to achieve the actual goal. So your effort is paramount, but it also has to be directed to the right task. Number three, consistency. Just like Bentham said, being consistent is one of the utmost important things you can do, but also it's quite rare. It's really easy to get distracted from your goals, and even easier to skip to the next idea, especially in a world full of doom scrolling, TikTok videos, and endless content that's truly designed to keep you distracted. So stay vigilant and stay focused. Consistency is key. Number four, reflection. This one is tough for most people, myself included, but being able to truly reflect on yourself is a game changer. Take time to look at yourself honestly and accept constructive criticism without treating it like you're being attacked, especially when you're receiving it from someone you love or trust. You do have to audit yourself to see what's working and not working. So be able to do that reflection. And then last but not least, number five, adaptability. Most plans are not going to work on the first try. Sometimes you have to pivot to reach your final goal. So be ready and prepared to change your plans if needed. And remember that being flexible helps you stay on track, but it also helps you reach the milestones you need to achieve that number one thing, vision. So if your plan changes, don't think that means you failed. It means you found a way that wasn't working and corrected it. That's actually the biggest flex ever. So focus on those five qualities: vision, effort, consistency, reflection, and adaptability. And I promise you'll start to see improvements in all areas of your life. And also stay tuned. I'm working on a program that will address those five qualities that I'm hoping to share with you all fairly soon. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. With that in mind, thanks for tuning in. If you did enjoy the show, make sure to like, subscribe, and share. I'll see you next time right here on The Daily Measure.